Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Sources tell CNBC that SoftBank is in advanced talks to take control of workspace company WeWork, which would value WeWork between $7.5 and $8 billion and give SoftBank up to 70% or more control of the company. WeWork canceled its plans to go public after its IPO prospectus in August revealed a $900 million loss in the first 6 months of 2019. The company was reportedly going to lay off 2,000 people, or about 13% of its staff, as of last week. Google announced its AI chatbot Google Duplex will launch in New Zealand as part of a limited test to confirm holiday hours for a handful of local businesses, making this the first time that Duplex has expanded outside of the U.S. Google says that businesses participating in the test will receive an automated call from Google asking to confirm their hours for the upcoming Labor Day public holiday on October 28th. Those times will then be automatically updated on maps and search. Verizon will give all new and existing Verizon Wireless customers, new Fios customers, and new 5G home internet customers a year of Disney Plus for free when the service launches on November 12th. Disney Plus is otherwise $6.99 per month for new and existing TV shows and movies from Disney, Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars, and others. Speaking of 5G and speaking of Verizon, Verizon's 5G network rollout to three NBA arenas along with several NFL stadiums will only cover some seating areas, not all seating areas. And the company did not mention that when it announced the rollout last Friday. Verizon said that its 5G service will be in Talking Stick Resort Arena in Phoenix, Chase Center in San Francisco, and the Pepsi Center in Denver, with coverage coming soon to Madison Square Garden in New York City. Speaking of New York, New York State Attorney General Letitia James announced that 47 U.S. attorneys general plan to join a New York-led antitrust probe into Facebook. The investigation was first announced in September and will focus on Facebook's industry dominance and whether or not anti-competitive conduct resulted from that. A Huawei executive told Reuters on Friday that the company is in early-stage talks with U.S. telecoms about licensing Huawei's 5G technology. Huawei Senior Vice President Vincent Pang said that telcos had expressed interest in both a long-term deal or one-off transfer. Microsoft is acquiring cloud file migration provider Mover for an undisclosed amount. Microsoft executives said that the goal is to help customers migrate to Microsoft 365 plus Windows, Office 365, and Intune bundles. Other Microsoft tools for cloud migration include FastTrack and the SharePoint migration tool, but Mover supports migration from cloud service providers like Box, Dropbox, Ignite, and Google Drive. Finally, scientists at the University of Bristol and Sorbonne University have developed a skin-like input interface for use with phones and computers. A multi-layer silicone membrane has a textured surface, electrode layer, and hypodermis. It can differentiate actions like tickling, caressing, twisting, even pinching. The scientists created a phone case, computer touchpad, and a smartwatch for demonstrations. For instance, with the phone, touches and grip strength were interpreted as different emotions, expressed as emojis such as surprise, laughter, or anger. The scientists are ready to work with developers and want to research adding things like hair and temperature. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. And remember, rate and review us, Daily Tech Headlines, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.